It is Tom Dotan with your weekly Information 411 podcast episode. Here's what we've got for you today. I am talking to Chris Stern, our reporter out in D.C., who has a very good look at all the latest updates on the fight to win the cloud computing deal from the Pentagon. For those of you who have not been following this case, basically the Pentagon put out a bid to a $10 billion bid to get its cloud computing business, went down to Microsoft and Amazon. Everybody expected Amazon to win. Microsoft comes in at the end and wins the deal, much to Amazon's dismay. They are now suing to see if they can win that back and also try to get more transparency into the deal. And then third partier in this is Oracle, which has its own case pending to try to break that deal up into small chunks so that they can win a part. But Oracle's involvement in this has also meant that they have been allied with Microsoft, which is an odd pairing. So it's all a big cloud computing pileup happening in D.C. right now, and it's a great story, especially because it also involves personal animosities between the Trump administration and really just Trump and Jeff Bezos over at Amazon. So that's my conversation with Chris. Thank you to everyone, by the way, who joined in our various calls that we conducted this week. There was the WTF call. There was the other call we did. So anyway, keep on the lookout for more information events that I'll be mentioning on this podcast. Let's get over to my conversation with Chris. Hi, Chris. So one of the most watched deals in the cloud computing space in the last couple of years was the bid to win over the business for the Pentagon. It was an enormous contract that all of the major players, Amazon, Microsoft, on down the list, were going for. And Amazon was considered the huge frontrunner for it, and it ends up going to Microsoft. I mean, just from the broadest perspective, I mean, what did that end up meaning, and how much of a surprise was it really that Microsoft won?
It was a significant surprise, but at the end of the day, it had been narrowed down. The deal had been narrowed down from that wider field to just two players, to Microsoft and Amazon. But even at that point, folks still thought that Amazon would win because it had a history with the CIA. It had a big deal with the CIA to bring them up to cloud computing capability. In 2013, it was a $600 million contract, and this is $10 billion, a $10 billion contract. So it's exponentially larger. But in the background, of course, was President Trump constantly criticizing Amazon and raising questions about why Amazon was the front runner. So while people thought Amazon was going to win, the sense that the president may have been interfering took a little bit of spin off the ball when Microsoft ended up with the contract,
which is essentially part of Amazon's contention now about this wasn't really a fair game. This was rigged. That this ended up going to Microsoft because the president kind of tipped things in their direction.
Yeah, I mean that is one of the core claims of Amazon is that in fact that there's two core claims. One is that there was improper influence from the White House, and the other one is that the Pentagon didn't properly go through the right steps for evaluating the contract itself.
But we should probably give Microsoft their due. Not only was this a big win for them, I mean, it sounds to me like they have a pretty strong DC operation going that would have lobbied, you know, pretty effectively on their behalf, right?
Not only that, they have a long history of lobbying Washington, but also Azure's a good product. They can deliver a lot of capabilities that the Pentagon was after. The Microsoft is a totally credible contender for this contract. And so while Amazon's the market leader and had important things, advantages when they started, like a top secret clearance, it's not as if Microsoft shouldn't be held as a reliable contender for winning this deal.
Right. And they've obviously had a huge presence in D.C. for probably longer than anyone, right? I mean, dating back to, I mean, you've been covering this for a long time. Like, Microsoft's been kind of swinging around there since at least the 90s, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Microsoft wasn't around D.C., and then it got sued for antitrust violations and being in a monopoly, and suddenly they woke up and they have established probably one of the strongest, if not the strongest, tech lobbying operations in Washington. They're no shrinking violet. Microsoft spends about $10 million a year. That puts them right up with Amazon and Apple and Facebook. I mean, not exactly, but they're right there in the same ballpark. They're, Microsoft has a different philosophy about lobbying. They are low key. They take a very sort of reserved approach. And for a long time, they haven't had a big fight like this. They did their antitrust battle. They've taken a different attitude. And other companies like Oracle, for instance, have a much different approach to how they lobby in Washington.
Yeah. Okay. So you brought up Oracle. Let's go into what went on with them in this. So they were not, like you said, one of the final contenders to win this contract. Why is Oracle's name even being, you know, included in this current narrative right now?
Oracle was very aggressive in orchestrating a lot of the lobbying against the deal. From the very beginning, the Pentagon said, we want to have one entity is going to win this entire $10 billion contract. Oracle, and at the time, Microsoft, IBM, and a few other companies were saying, hey, Pentagon, don't do that. Let's break this up into smaller pieces so that there's multiple vendors. And one of the reasons they were arguing for that is that Amazon was such the clear front runner that they the only hope was they didn't expect to beat Amazon, but they wanted to break off a little bit of the $10 billion for themselves. And Oracle led that battle and had strong allies with other companies who also wanted to enjoy a piece of the pie.
Interesting. So their argument was basically, we don't stand a chance to actually win this contract, but if we can lobby against Amazon and break it up, we might be able to, you know, it's like the feeder fish.
Exactly. That's what it was.
And because of that, they ended up sort of lobbying alongside Microsoft. It was like an enemy of my enemy is my friend, that
exactly.
Positioned the two together. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then about in 2018, Microsoft, the Pentagon made it clear that they were going to just go ahead and award it just one contract. And Microsoft broke off from the rest of the crowd and said, okay, if that's what you're going to do, Pentagon, fine. We're comfortable with one winner take all format.
Really? So that's as far as the partnership between Oracle and Microsoft went.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So is Oracle still, I mean, are they still lurking around these boats?
Yeah, they absolutely are. They have a lawsuit that's continuing that they continue. They've lost at almost every level, but then they continue to appeal, and it's now in the federal appeals court, and they're not giving up. I mean, they know that there's still a possibility because Amazon is fighting this as well, that there still could be a hope that the Pentagon says, okay, we're going to go in a different direction. We need to get this up quickly. We're going to compromise. We're going to break off a little piece here and there, make everybody happy, and just keep moving.
So, we should probably talk about the state of the challenge right now. So this is currently being litigated, right? I mean, it's in like the federal courts and
– Yeah.
And what? I mean, what's the current status?
So the current status is the Pentagon said to Microsoft, the federal court said to Pentagon and Microsoft, you guys can't do any work on this contract till August 17th. At the very least. In the meantime, Pentagon has to come back to me and decide whether or not there's a little piece. We won't get into it because it's super technical about pricing. You didn't do the pricing right. And the Pentagon can try to address that. But in making that decision, the judge said that Amazon's challenge had a substantial chance of succeeding. So that sends a signal that this whole thing is still a little bit in flux. Separate from that, Oracle has its own lawsuit that's making its way up through the courts in an effort to break up the fundamental contract itself.
Gotcha. Okay. And that, I mean, what's the likelihood on that actually going through?
I would say, and I'm no lawyer, but I would say that it doesn't look good because they keep losing and having to appeal.
Right. That's not a great sign. A lot of momentum.
There's so, not a mixed record. They're sort of 0-3.
Yeah, not great. Although I don't know, in this current era, 0-3 can still sometimes end up in a victory in the Supreme Court.
Right. And that's true. It's like you can lose and lose and lose and get to the Supreme Court and turns out you won. And that's true at any time.
Yeah. So, and what's interesting too here is, of course, it involves, you know, the relationships and coziness between the Trump administration and some of these companies. How close is Oracle to the Trump administration? You kind of get into that in your story.
Well, so Safra Katz is a supporter of the president. She was served on his transition committee. She was rumored to be, you know, there was talk of her being Treasury Secretary and a couple of other positions. Larry Ellison, of course, has had fundraisers for the president. Our president thinks a lot about who his allies are and who his enemies are. So it doesn't hurt if you're on his transition team and you hold fundraisers for him.
Right.
The other side of that is Jeff Bezos, who the president has made really clear he doesn't like. And a lot of that probably has to do with the fact that Bezos personally owns the Washington Post, which President Trump says has provided very unfair coverage of his administration.
Yeah, it's the Amazon Washington Post.
Yeah. And to be clear, it's Bezos. Yeah.
It's the Bezos Washington Post.
Yeah. But the president doesn't seem to care about that.
Yeah, something about nuance doesn't always get through to him. With the other players in here, I mean, okay, so you mentioned Amazon, we mentioned Oracle. I mean, has Microsoft done much? I don't hear too much about their, sparring with the administration in the way the others have.
Yeah, Microsoft and Nadella said this, the CEO of Microsoft said, we won this fair and square. We didn't play politics. Well, that's just not true. They were in cahoots with Oracle. They worked side by side in a lobbying effort. They sponsored events at a conservative think tank to promote the idea that the Jedi contract should be busted up into multiple pieces. They play a different style of lobbying, which is, you know, more traditional contact among lobbyists levels and among lobbyists than lawmakers and that kind of regular old influence and game in Washington, which doesn't necessarily take hold with this administration, which has much more, you know, like to see the personal affiliation, but at the very top of the company with the White House.
Yeah, it's all about what have you done for me publicly lately. Seems to be how he operates. So last question here, I mean, with this being an election year and, you know, at the very least a coin flip that we could have, you know, a new administration that the Democrats would win in November. What does that mean anything right now? I mean, are any of these companies sort of looking down the line and thinking, how do we prepare ourselves for, you know, I guess a Biden administration and how they would handle this if it's still in the courts?
Well, if I were Amazon, I'd be trying to drag this out at least through January 20th, because if the administration changes, the dynamics of how the Pentagon reviews this deal and what they decision-making process can be re-explored changes dramatically.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Biden and the Biden administration would say, hey, Microsoft, you're out, Amazon's in, but it certainly doesn't hurt Amazon's position if there's a change in the administration and they're seen as an antagonist of the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for it to get worse for Amazon with Trump. So
right,
might as well give it a shot. All right, Chris, this is super fascinating. Let's kind of follow this, and I'm interested to have you back on like in a couple of months if anything develops.
Okay, glad to do it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Yeah, bye.